Thanks, Chris. My name's Duncan. I'm from UJP, United for Justice with Peace. Thank you all for coming tonight. And just to say a couple of words, last night President Obama announced a new war in the Middle East and Iraq and Syria. Supposedly, there will be no U.S. boots on the ground. We'll see about that. Also, last night there were, I think, 35 people arrested in Ferguson, Missouri, demanding that there be a special prosecutor in the case of the young black person who was killed. And I mean, if you stop and think about the immigrant rights issues, about the jobs questions, about student debt, there's just a whole bunch of very important issues that have come forth, and people at the grassroots doing things about them. But they're all in a context of global warming and climate change. And we think that people from all these different sectors, including jobs and labor, we all need to come together because of the sheer size and seriousness and vastness of the problems that are coming forth. And in particular tonight, we're trying to emphasize the connection between the issues of war and peace and the issues of climate change and global warming. And our featured speaker, Michael Clare, has done a lot of research on that for years. And so you'll hear from him in a few minutes. But we also tonight want to encourage people to join and publicize. There's going to be a huge march in New York City on September 21st, the People's Climate March, where something like 200,000 people are expected in the streets, showing that the people demand from the leaders who are meeting at the United Nations a couple days later that we want serious and urgent action on this extremely serious climate change problem. So, but to address that more directly, we have Byron here from 350 Mass. That's one of the, you've probably all heard of 350.org. Anyway, he can explain what 350 Mass and People Massachusetts are doing.